The Bowl Championship Series, set up 5 years ago to ensure a true national championship game in college football, announced its final standings yesterday, and as a result, there will be two bowl games that will decide national champion this year, the Sugar Bowl and the Rose Bowl. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now to explain. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Renee.
All right, let's hear it. How can there be two games to decide one national champion?
Fairly simple mathematical problem. Three football teams cannot play in one football game. And you have three teams, Oklahoma, LSU, and Southern California, that all finished with one loss as a result of Oklahoma losing its conference championship game on Saturday night, which no one expected. So in the human polls, Southern California finished number one. But according to the computer polls, Oklahoma and LSU both finished ahead of Southern California. So Oklahoma and LSU will play in the Sugar Bowl, which is supposed to be the BCS championship game, and Southern California will play in the Rose Bowl against Michigan, and if it wins that game, the humans who vote in the Associated Press poll will declare it the national champion, while the computers will declare the winner of the Oklahoma-LSU game the national champion. And if you're confused, you should be, because it's chaos.
So let me repeat that back to you. So the machine said Oklahoma and LSU were the two best teams.
Right.
The humans decided that the University of Southern California, USC, was the best team.
Exactly right. And what the Bowl Championship Series was supposed to do was make sure that the two best teams played for the national championship. But when you have three teams that are approximately equal, as I said, all with that one loss during the course of the season, you can't divide and end up with only two teams playing, which is why I've said this a million times, they should have a championship playoff the way every other sport in college athletics does.
But John, all three schools are pretty good stories in their own right, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And Oklahoma won the national championship 3 years ago, and Bob Stoops, their young head coach, is considered a prime candidate to be an NFL head coach. LSU, same thing. Nick Saban, their coach, has revived a program that last won a national championship in 1958. Oklahoma has Jason White at quarterback. Most people think that he will win the Heisman Trophy unless Eli Manning of Mississippi, the son of the great Archie Manning, wins it because of the performance of Jason White on Saturday night. And Southern Cal goes the other way. Pete Carroll is their coach. He failed twice in NFL jobs and has come back and turned USC into a national power again. So each of the three is an intriguing story. It would be nice if these two bowl games were semifinals and then the two winners played for the national championship, but that's not the case.
So if USC beats Michigan in the Rose Bowl, we're almost guaranteed a split national championship.
Yes, that is absolutely correct, because never in history has the team that was number one in the Associated Press poll won its bowl game and not been the national champion. USC will go into that Rose Bowl game number one. And the worst part for the BCS, Renee, is they want all the focus on the Sugar Bowl, but a lot of people will now say the Rose Bowl is the better game because the number one team is there.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose most recent book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black.